Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching episode 192, and we're in Psalm 129, and today it's just verse 5. It reads, "May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame." Turned back in shame. This is not a fictional reconstruction of history, as the New Bible commentary says on this passage. Where is the imperial Egypt which enslaved Israel, or the Philistines, or the Assyrians, or the Babylonians? Yes, where are they? Those who hated Zion have been turned back in shame. The Egyptian Empire has crumbled, as has the Philistine, Assyrian, and Babylonian empires. In fact, of course, all human empires have their day. Perhaps for our day, we could add Rome. Prominent atheists of history who've made it their business to try and destroy Christianity. Skeptics of the scriptures. Communism, perhaps, maybe fascism too. These movements, these isms, have all found that their day is limited, and that those who follow Jesus continue, those who follow God continue to exist and indeed, truthfully, to thrive. Not that you and I always feel like we're thriving, but listen, this faith is still here. We are still here. Yes, in the country in which I live, we are a minority, perhaps even a shrinking minority, perhaps even a tiny minority, but that does not diminish the fact that there are thousands upon thousands of us who love God and live out the kingdom values and make a difference in this world so that the Father's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You and I are part of that, and we can celebrate this. Not that we want others to be shamed as such, it's not our goal, but we know that as we hold on to what is right, that we can have confidence that those who hate us will not endure. That's surely more the point. These last four verses of the psalm could be taken as a kind of a prayer. It's what's being asked for, or it could be a prophecy of what is being foreseen, that those who are currently oppressing Israel will be turned back in shame. They will wither. They won't be able to gather. They won't have the blessings of Yahweh. Or perhaps it's a prayer. Please, God, help us so that they will be turned back in shame. They will be like grass on the roof and so on. Perhaps we could say that the sentiments expressed by the psalmist might not be the most healthy. There are passages which seem to indicate that it's not healthy to have this kind of attitude. Leviticus 19, verse 18, "Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." And as Exodus 23 and Proverbs 24, similar thoughts. These sentiments might not be completely right, but they are authentic. This is someone who has convictions and has a righteous anger, even whether they're processing it healthily or not. And we can admire the energy while not applauding the vindictiveness, perhaps. As Peterson says about this passage, "The person who makes excuses for hypocrites and rationalizes the excesses of the wicked, who loses a sense of opposition to sin, who obscures the difference between faith and denial, grace and selfishness, that is the person to be wary of. In the meantime, we persevere." Perseverance is not resignation. Endurance is not a desperate hanging on, but a traveling from strength to strength. You see, you and I on this pilgrimage are going from one strength to another. You may say you don't have much strength right now, but at least you have some, or you wouldn't be here. No, you're going to go from this strength to a greater strength. That's the point. As we grow, we learn more clearly and we see more evidence of God's power in our lives as we persevere. May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. Well, we have seen that God vindicates those he loves and who love him. He has already protected you, will continue to do so. He is the Good Shepherd, and we have Jesus as our wonderful shepherd, and we have the Spirit as our strengthener and our guide. However you're feeling today, hold on to those truths. They'll see you through this day. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.